A 1, 2, 3, 4.
Welcome home. Come on in from out the cold. There's a vacancy next to me by the window. Oh, I can hear.
Again.
Hope that you can lend an ear. There's room for you next to us in the comfort zone.
I got it wrong again, but you know.
I got it wrong that time. Yeah, I said welcome.
Good.
Welcome anyway.
How do?
But we were both very deep, weren't we? Baritone, weren't it?
I deliberately went baritone. Wow. I think it's because Endeavour's back on.
All right, it's inspiration. It's Endeavour Morse.
Yeah, that's him.
Oh.
Yeah, that music on at the start, don't they? It's the Barrington Fellowog. They do music.
No, I imagine it's quite dark and ethereal.
I thought Barrington Fellowog were a band. It's a bloke.
I thought we were a reggae singer. That's Barrington Levy, I think.
Anyway.
Roses are red. Violets are passive. Wicked Wicked's jungle is massive. But that's General Levi, not Barrington Levi. Welcome to episode 2, series 2, 222.
2-2-2. The comfort zone.
I've just been back from March and it was 2-2.
Been discussing this episode is going to be sponsored by the number 2.
Number
2 is going to be the theme.
Number 2s will be running through this theme.
Number 2s have been running through
but we'll try
this house most of this morning.
Know, we'll try and keep the toilet humour to an absolute maximum.
Absolute maximum.
Is it? Is that back in toilet humour? I'm not a big...
I don't think it ever went out, did it?
I don't know. I do like to cup a Trump. Anyway, I'm not going to be too disgusting because people might turn people off.
Before we start, before we get into the full swing of things, I've got a...
Itchy anus.
I'm going to say apology, but we don't apologise.
For what?
For last week, after thanking my beautiful host in Australia, I've totally forgot or got cut off, maybe one or two, to thank my beautiful travelling companions, Ollie and Amelia. So,
have you been pulled about this?
Yes, I've been pulled about this. Amelia had a right go at me.
She wouldn't let it lie.
So thank you, Ollie. Thank you, Amelia, for travelling with me. Well, even though you checked in early, so you didn't have to sit with me.
To travelling companions. May they never talk to me on the way home.
Chin.
We're on Apothic again because it's decadent and we're feeling.
I'm on my second bottle this week.
We're feeling through. Oh, have you had a nice week?
I've had a jet lag, pal. I've been getting waking up at 4 o'clock every morning.
Is that what it does? It gets you a couple.
I don't know. It's got me this time. So I thought, I know what'll cure this. Getting up at four, bottle and half of what? Bottle and half of red wine on a Wednesday night.
You seem alright though.
That didn't work. I tried it again further. That didn't work.
Have you had a drink every night this week then?
Don't really get
into that thing. Do you know why? Because you had a drink every night you're away.
I'm technically just an alcoholic.
No, you don't go to meetings.
I went out Thursday night actually. I went out for my tea. I didn't have oat in. I come home from work, thought that's curry nate spoons in it.
Can't fault that curry nate, mate.
I texted him down at Rawson's for a bit of tea. Went down at 4:30, walked in, thought it'd be alright, won't be too busy. It were rammed. Valentine's Day, weren't it?
Oh no, you haven't gone solo surfing on Valentine's
Day. I've gone for a meal for one
table
on Valentine's
for one.
Day. I'm like that. I'm searching round.
Should have ordered two meals. There's potentially not cool.
Well, yeah.
It's a great idea.
Let me finish, I'll tell you why you didn't. I find a little wobbly table for two right up back, you know, on the disabled touch where we never go. You know, that little area, back door is.
Well, we sit there. We never sit there.
We're on its last, literally on its last legs.
Nice. Thanks.
But anyway, I sit down, and I've got a technique for dining for one in Wetherspoons. You get your pint first, then you sit down and you order your meal and your pint on app. So you don't lose your table.
No, but you sat on your own for a while without a drink, aren't you?
You get your pint when you come in at bar. Mm-hmm. And then you order your... Because you get a drink with meal.
Oh, that's right, so the time meal you finish the second one.
About halfway down, you know. Service ain't great. So anyway, I've ordered my curry. I've literally been sat down 2 minutes. Old fella, about 75, comes over and goes, not using that chair, don't I? Can I check it? I'm like, oh, brilliant.
Not a local lad, then.
not only am I dining on my own on Valentine's night, but some blokes already spotted it.
Has he got a date or wait for him though?
No, he just hulked it away without me saying hulk.
Just got to get in there, pal.
Yeah.
I've ordered too much anyway.
It was silly, mate. It was silly busy. Oh, but then there's a fella hanging around, you know, kitchen, which is where I was sat.
I thought you were going to set ladies' toilets then, so yeah.
No, kitchen, and I'm like, what's he doing? And he's trying to get someone's attention. And he's
no
like,
mint sauce, is there?
No, do you know what it were?
Go on.
He wanted a doggy bag.
All right.
I'm going to last for about 10 minutes. Curry night in spoons, doggy bag, come on.
It must have been took ill.
It's, it's technically a frozen curry from Erin.
Yeah, it's not like a specialist
but
thing.
But served
you want
up
to try,
by
yeah.
someone. They've microwaved it for you.
Yeah, no.
Doggy bag.
It might.
2 quid in Erin, pal.
In his defense.
Not in St. Art. What's to take home?
Because he might have like, been called away. He might be called into work or something, so he's had to take all his meal away. Okay. Might not have been left of us. Like. Yeah. I know. Listen.
I don't believe you.
Well, I don't believe myself. I'm only guessing. But, just spitballing. But we never leave out, do we?
Oh,
do you know the best thing about having kids and going for a meal with kids is, and even a lady friend or yeah, it's they don't eat.
A lady friend.
They don't eat out.
No.
No.
Well,
I mean,
been with different ladies to me.
Well, I don't know if you go out with big girls or small girls with big appetites, but
let's just draw a line under it there.
They could.
Please.
You couldn't. What? Well, anyway, yeah, they don't eat. They don't eat all the food, so you've got extras to have.
Yeah.
So you're thinking. You know, you've had your burger, you've had your buttermilk chicken burger, then you're on to your younger's pizza.
Do you know what they like to do? They like to pick at yours, don't they? Oh, gives a chip.
Sorry,
gives that normal.
I'm having them after.
Just give me half your rice.
I normally have a chicken burger starter, then like a
chicken burger starter.
Then have some Henry's pizza, and then I'll be I'm saying that Kaylee doesn't like to polish off her veggie lasagna. I don't normally get much of that, but Eva always leaves some it.
Mm.
Yeah.
Well, that's why you're going to want adult meals as soon as you can.
I'm really good at ordering stuff though, I suppose. There is that, like, can I have one of them?
Yeah, you've got a kids' meal, do you?
I had some halloumi fries and they've gone out.
They're good, them halloumi fries.
They are good, aren't they? It's like is it that chipotle one, whatever it's called? Spicy chipotle.
That's a question, isn't it? Because I've never known how to pronounce that. When you go in Subway,
chipotle.
And I deliberately chipotle. Don't have that sauce because I don't know how to say it.
Is that
the one? I'll have some of that. Make it ranch. Plate surf.
When you said Mech It Ranch, I thought that was his nickname. I thought he was a sandwich artist.
Well, we've gone on to food early in this week's...
Food and drink. Well, we're not going to talk about football too much. Mm. But yeah, we just weren't very good.
Doggy bag though in Weatherspoons. Seriously.
No, I'm going to defend him. But yeah, you're right. No, it's not...
It's bad enough. I don't know what's worse.
What are you saying because of how crap it is? Or
it's just cheap and it's just... Yeah. It is what it is, isn't it? You don't. It's not worth taking home, is it?
Yeah.
I don't know what's worse, that people were going to curry night in Rawson's for Valentine's night, or that they were even celebrating it to start with. But
so
to take someone there on Valentine's night and then say, oh, you're not eating that. I'll get a doggy bag.
Well, he might be.
I don't know.
She might be, feet on knackers under the table.
Oh, yeah.
Some specialist.
Oh, hello.
And he's like... Let's get out of here. And then he's thought, I've just spent £5.50 on that.
Well, it's £6.45 to be fair.
Is
so,
it gone up?
Yeah.
Well,
we
so
drink.
I'm taking that, won't we?
Yeah. Don't drink. Can't down a curry, can you?
Oh,
I've tried.
Yeah, I was going to say. Depends how runny sauce is.
Runny sauce.
Is that your highlights this week then? Curry.
Low light, weren't it, really?
Curry Club. Have you had wine both times, did you say?
A bottle and a half of wine Wednesday night and a bottle and a half of wine Thursday night. I went out Thursday for a few.
Oh, how'd you go?
Oh, just met a few at Lads. Had to get out.
What Lads?
Grindle and Scott and
Where were they?
I think Springvale.
There's some friends of ours, if you don't know.
In Springvale. I met them up there. Had a few.
We also got in touch, though. What, did you send a few feelers out?
I wonder why George was changing his number last year and not told me.
Is it because he owes you that money?
Oh, it might be, yeah.
There's no rush, Joe, but, you know, soon it'll be nice.
It's not what I told him Thursday night.
Oh no, did you get emotional? We'll leave it.
Again.
Because this
is personal business.
There was some personal business on your bedsheets last week, weren't there? And we perhaps went a bit too far. Not as far as he went, but anyway.
No, I went all the way down.
That's me, how my week's been.
How's your week been, pal?
Pretty shit.
Oh, damn it.
Oh, it's been, not really happened.
Yeah.
Not really,
nothing
just a bit quiet.
Nothing ever happens. Nothing happens at all.
Aaron Henry's rating to football at the minute, so we've been playing football.
We've just had a little knock, haven't we?
Oh, we've had a knock. We're poor Fury and we're sweating cobs, weren't we?
No, I should have took my coat off.
We should say what time it is, by the way, if you're wondering where we are. It's Wednesday kicked off early, so I went to the match early. Nick's been for one down in Hillsborough. So we'll start a podcast at 5 sniffs. So it should be within you. It should be out. Why are you massaging one boob? And imagine it in the air.
I have to do these hand exercises because I get a bit of arthritis in my knuckles.
Oh, see, yeah, fair enough.
Yeah, it's from the early days as a bare knuckle boxer.
Looks like a very slow.
No, that's quicker. This is slow. It's more sensual.
This looks like a deep tissue massage.
Sports.
Use your imagination. We'll take you through the wonderful world of Nick's hand movements.
Driving. I do this when I'm driving.
Have you got that cruise control? Yeah. Penelope control.
Cruise control don't steer, but yeah, I have got that cruise control, yeah.
If you're in a straight line.
It just frees your feet up to steer, doesn't it?
All right, anyway, have you got what else for us? We're drifting. Like, perhaps like you were.
Yeah. Because I've been drinking a bit of wine this week, I got this is something that troubles. It's been troubling me for years. And because I was sat on my own, a bottle and a half of wine deep, I started thinking about it far too much.
Getting thinky.
So they said, don't they? I think we've talked about this.
Who are they?
Just them, the pretentious people. People on television. Yeah. They say you should let your wine breathe.
I was thinking that when you went to the toilet earlier, though. I reckon we should decant a bottle that we know.
Well, they said decant, don't they? To get
it's the same thing.
But my point is, when you pour it into a glass, is it not breathing in glass?
No, but it is. But sit a few minutes before you've had it.
It's been sat there for 10 minutes now. Granted, there's not much left.
To tell this story early doors in the, when we first set off on this wonderful journey, about this bloke who, this professional waiter who decanting wine.
Yeah.
And he just poured like a glass worth. Yeah. Into quite a large, I don't want to be described as a vase, but I think they're called decanters, aren't they?
A carafe.
Is that what they are, yeah?
Well, it's a carafe, isn't it?
Yeah, and all they were doing is sort of like wetting glass with it.
Let's just decant a bit more while you're telling this story.
It was wetting glass with it, do you know what I mean? So it was proper getting like really, really warm, quaffing that. It looked a bit pretentious.
Swilling it round in glass and that, like,
I don't think I've got, I know what I like, but I don't think I've got, what's it like a complex enough palate to tell if somebody's been moosing around with me?
No, exactly. This is my point.
I could tell if it were an apothecary.
Can you tell? But can you tell difference? If I were to go to one of these pretentious wine critics, right, and give them a glass of undecanted wine and give them a glass straight out of the bottle, do you think they could tell difference? I don't think for a minute they could.
I don't know. If that's your expertise,
brings me on to my next point. Rest in your meat.
What?
Right?
What do you mean when you've been going at it for hours?
I'm sick of Jamie Oliver and bloody
Gordon
Ramsay.
I'm tired.
Banging on about resting your meat, right?
What do you mean when it's come out of oven?
Yeah.
I understand that because it's...
It's just resting when it's on your plate. I put it on my plate while I'm doing my veg. And then I carry it across the room to sit on the settee in front of the telly.
I know what you mean.
It's resting all that way. How long's it got to rest for?
You're talking about a couple of chicken breasts, though. They're talking about a big piece of sirloin. It's very different.
I have sirloin every now and again.
Do you? If you're having it, I understand.
Bar mitzvahs.
Whoever explains it, I've had a lot of chefs explain this via television, by the way, not per se. That it's in an oven, getting all tense, like a muscle. You're saying how long does it take?
I'm saying as soon as you get out of the oven, it starts to relax. How long has it got to sit there for? No one likes cold meat.
If you've got a big cut of meat, though, it takes ages to cool down. It does. It takes ages to cool.
Wouldn't know.
Exactly. You're eating it out of oven. You're in there with knife and fork. Singed moustache.
These things annoy me, and I'm sick of people telling me.
Singed moustache, though, was that a Roger Moore alias in one at James Bond? Oh, that was St. John Smith, weren't it?
Oh, it went into that... he's a chef, isn't he? He does...
He's a chef. Whoa!
There's
lots of people are chefs.
Yeah, no, singed moustache. He does...
Who's that?
He's a chef on for Great British Menu. Specialising in Indian dishes, obviously.
Like Singh.
Yeah.
Like Singh. Mm. Moustache. Mustaka.
Mates with him, Cyrus Tollywaller.
I don't know. Is that a real person?
Yeah, real chef. Was it Tallywacker? Can I remember?
I don't know. We've gone again, haven't we? Bring it back round.
Okay, well, come on, have you got up for us, Paul? Because I'm working with me from my field notes.
Is that have you done? Let me think if I watched any films.
I've still got one or two of them. Cats are yellow. Hey, Maggie.
Trying to think if I've watched any good films this week. I'll tell you what I've been doing. One of my most enjoyable evenings this week. Mm. One night, I got home, I think Thursday, I got home quite early, like tea time. And we were playing football, me and Henry. And he went up for a shower and just... When Kayleigh took him out of the shower, just fell asleep. So he went to bed about, seven-ish. Normally when that's the hour me and him have moosing around watching Takeshi's Castle and daft stuff on telly. So we're on YouTube anyway on telly. And I just put some music on. And I thoroughly enjoyed just sat there, on my own, quiet, in the living room.
Yeah.
The kind of thing you do to on a Saturday night, probably with a glass of wine. And that's when I messaging you about I could rate.
Oh, remember? When you messaged me Thursday.
saying I could. Oh, was it Wednesday when I said
Thursday? You messaged me.
I said I could have a bottle of that apothecary.
Yeah, I were having one at the time.
Were you really though?
Yeah.
Was that what you said? I couldn't know. Why you said that then? You didn't want to invite me, did you?
I figured it'd be on Valentine's night. I shouldn't really be sticking me.
You should have been sticking
it over people's relationships.
That's what Valentine's night. Oh, your relationships. I'm gonna say.
Yeah.
That, I thought you'd got the register. No.
Anyway.
No, there were no sticking and nebbins in any relationships. But
I didn't want to be that kid, did I?
Ooh. Yeah, very quiet balance. I'm trying to think what I watched.
Have you seen this Bohemian Rhapsody film yet?
No.
You'd like it.
It's good. Really? It's I've heard it's good. Quite it's glorified and stuff, which I don't mind.
Glorified?
Yeah, it's like there's all the untruths in it. I'm not saying lies.
Huh?
All the untruths in it. They're embellished, like Brian May's embellished him to make him look self look good. And
it's not a true story. It's fiction, isn't it?
Is it a total fiction?
I think so, yeah.
No, yeah, and it's supposed to be a true story.
It's about a band called Queen.
What?
It's about a band called Queen.
And?
Well, it's just made up.
What are you talking about? It's made up.
There's just a fictitious band they made up for a film for this film.
Called Queen?
Yeah.
Are you melting?
Eh?
What are you talking about? There's no band called Queen.
Well, I've never heard of them. I'm only joking.
It's very strange. That's
no, it's good. You'll really like it.
But weren't it quite, not as far as fantastical, but do you think that kind of happened?
Well, I must admit.
But it's not the cool stuff, it's not the drug thing.
When they made that bit up about them playing Live Aid, I thought that was a bit much like, because everyone knows they didn't play Live Aid. But
are you going to be like this now? It's just horrible.
Why is it horrible?
Anyway, what's your favourite Queen song?
Don't. Stop me now, I'm having such a good time.
Yeah, but we'll go on, tell
me. A ball.
Tell me and then we'll move on.
Killer Queen, up by
the middle of the dynamite lesbian.
That's the one.
Ask me mine.
You don't have to ask me to ask you all the time. I can.
You don't, though. Come on, hit me.
Anyway, I've got a question.
So it's under pressure, anyway. Love such an old-fashioned word, and love dares
you that with David Bowie?
To care. Well, apparently, I've read a little. There's a nice little story about this. Go online, peeps, listeners. If anyone's still with us on this one, I feel we're chugging through episode two. Nick's trying out with the number two thing. We can't be trumping and thinging through.
Sorry, mushy peas. I had a large mushy peas in my tea last night.
It's quite a highbrow podcast. I think we've
it was.
Was it though? I won't say it was eyebrow. Anyway, there's a good story about how they wrote Under Pressure, and Brian May says Bowie's coming. He's like, obviously, Mercury's big personality anyway.
Or David and Freddie.
Yeah, but.
As I call them.
Oh, and then Bowie's coming, he's like bullying a china shop. This is our hour, isn't it? I don't think he speaks like that, but. So he said that's quite funny. It's a little like, I think if you put, there's a certain website, I think it's like Our Songs Come About, and especially with Queen being quite a popular band.
Yeah.
You had me earlier though.
I didn't know that. You think I'd not heard of him?
That was ridiculous.
Yeah, my mum used to love Queen.
Mm.
Yeah, big fan. I remember watching it. I watched Live Aid in this house.
I don't mind 15 minutes Christmas at 3 o'clock.
I watched Queen coming on. Question. Who is this mic drop that everyone keeps banging on about?
Mic drop?
Yeah.
Do you mean?
Who is that?
It's an action.
Eh?
It's an action.
It's an action. Yeah. It's a verb.
It's a doing word.
It's a verb, isn't it?
Love is a verb. Love is a doing word.
No. Doing word's an adjective, isn't it?
That's an explanation of a word.
Describing word.
Mm.
It's a verb, isn't it? So a doing word. Or is it a noun? A noun's a name word, isn't it?
A burning love would be an adjective verb.
Anyway, welcome listeners to English for Beginners.
Welcome to We Haven't Got a Fucking Clue What We're Talking About. Love is a word, love is a doing word or whatever. Love is a verb, that's love is a doing word. That's from Teardrop from Massive Attack. Do you not know that? I'll tell you that story. Do you know Liz Fraser, Cocteau Twins? Heard of Cocteau Twins?
No. I've heard of Cocteau Twins, yeah.
Elizabeth Fraser, beautiful, great voice.
Never matter.
One half of Cocteau Twins. I think she had a long-term relationship with Jeff Buckley.
Oh, right.
They did a great song together called All Flowers in Time Will Lead to the Sun. You have to check that out, everyone. But she won, and that Teardrop, you know Teardrop's Massive Attack?
Yeah, I'm aware.
And Liz Fraser covered, without this mortal coil, covered Tim Buckley, Jeff Buckley's dad, covered that... what's the song now? I've got the song, This Mortal Coil. Long afloat, shipless oceans. Song to the Siren.
Wouldn't have known that.
Do you know that song to the siren?
No.
I do all my best to smile.
Who sings
and
that?
Your living eyes and fingers. Tim Buckley. Who's Jeff Buckley's dad? Tim Buckley died of, I think I got this right way around, heroin overdose. Mm-hmm. Jeff Buckley died in a drowning incident. Anyway, Liz Fraser. Yeah.
Okay.
Liz Fraser once come to the Cremona open mic.
All right.
I shit you out. I was playing at the time.
Weren't they signed to Warp Records at one bit?
Who caught to it? Yeah. I don't know. I'm not really good with
there's some connection to Sheffield, isn't there?
Well, I don't know.
From Bristol. From that end of the world, aren't they?
I think she's Scottish, Liz Fraser.
Oh, yeah, sorry, they are Scottish. Yeah, they are Scottish.
But I don't know.
That's right. I'm sure they were signed.
There's massive attack was Bristol. That
yeah,
might
that's
be
right.
That's
right, yeah.
Yeah, she wants to come to open mic, but I just did a couple of songs. And yeah,
because that's Liz Fraser.
Not to be confused with Laura Fraser.
Who's that?
Who were in Breaking Bad.
All right, I thought it was Twin Peaks then. What's she called?
That's Laura Palmer.
All right. Oh, no, he played
Not to be confused with Arnold Palmer.
Or Liam.
Liam Palmer.
He played all right again today. Forget about
it. Well played.
Do you know I said I weren't hungry?
Mm.
I'm sort of tempted to have a dreamy now.
I wouldn't, mate. They're not that nice.
Aren't they like them cheesy moments?
No. They look like them, don't they?
But yeah, small really pillows not. Of joy.
They're not.
Cats love them, though, don't they?
Cats love them, yeah.
Mm. They look like they're made for me. I know I'm not a cat and I'm not laying on my back licking my lips.
I don't know you. I think you're quite, you know.
What?
Well, you know, light on your feet.
Quite a feline.
Cool. Yeah.
How are you feeling tonight?
Shall I be the cat? Remember that? Horrible, wasn't it?
Big Brother.
Yeah, yeah.
I used to like Big Brother, anyway.
Oh.
Big Brother is watching you. Cheers, Chin Chin. Happy
told the Big Brothers.
Happy Saturday. I apologise, it's quite a laboured... I'm going to apologise to his listeners, because it's quite a laboured...
We don't apologise, though.
No, but I'm going to. But I'm quite enjoying just talking... Why, we're not barking at each other, are we?
No. What do you
want us to? No, I do. I like it when we're into it and we're buzzing. You get you. Because normally when we've done, you're all excited, aren't you? I can't see you bouncing around after this.
I get...
Feels like a late show, doesn't it? Like a late.
Yeah, I get that.
Can I have some of that? Is it just you?
Killing it off now, look. Chill out. Chillax, as the youth say.
Okay, what's the plan for this evening? I was supposed to go to a gig with my missus.
Oh, yeah.
She's bought us a couple of tickets, but her friend's up from London, so she'd rather, she'd rather go with her.
Mm, don't blame her.
No, I wouldn't want to go with me either.
You're a bad companion at gigs sometimes.
Why?
Because, you know, you think you know more than everyone else about music, so...
Do I? Hit me.
Oh, yeah, you do.
Hit me.
What are you about? What? Give me
a music question. Slap me.
No, I don't mean it like that. I mean, you'll be like, oh, yeah, the bass player's a bit out of time.
I've never ever said all like that, ever. Why are you being honest with me today?
I'm not being honest.
It's because I've been to a match and you haven't been.
No,
isn't it?
I'm happy you've been to a match and I haven't been.
Because I knew you didn't want to go, so I didn't ask you. Are you going to Derby?
I didn't want to go. I might go to Derby, yeah.
What do you mean, Mike? Because tickets are on sale Monday and I've said you're going there.
If you get me one, I'll go. If you don't get one, I won't go.
Burton or Long Eaton? Yeah, we're not going to Derby, are we?
For a drink? I don't mind Derby. What's wrong with Derby?
Well, it's all them, like, if you walk... it's all like Wetherspoons, if you walk to town centre,
isn't it? We'll take out Chiquitos again.
No, that's the other way, isn't it? Chiquito, la-la-la-la. Not a big... Is that ABBA?
Do you have an ABBA song?
Oh. Vadalo. Why did you think that you found the
Why did you sing it like Von Smallhausen? It's not Waterloo. Waterloo.
Sometimes these things just happen. We aren't having any control over them.
Club.
Right.
Is this a club?
No.
Club? I thought it said law, like Hitler, like law.
Yeah, he does. I see an interview with him.
You said club or something.
I know, I'm just freestyling.
You are? You've been freestyling the whole thing.
No, listen, I saw an interview with him.
After post-mortem after
And apparently what he does say, he says the end of Hitler.
I've just said that. You said lob. Yeah, that's what I thought you were.
Yeah. Have you ever just chucked that bottle top on my carpet?
No, cat chuck it down there.
Oh, I'm blaming cats.
Did it? Were you? Cat knocked it down there. What do you think? I just like start littering. You've been like this for...
I'll have to pick that up, you know.
I'll get it. It's all right. No worries. Should we have a little quiz then?
In your own time. Go on,
I'm not getting it now. I'm comfy. Might be a stretch. Should we have a little quiz?
Yes.
I ain't got questions from
there. Oh,
pub quiz this week at pub, by the way. 25 teams.
25 teams.
Yeah, who are good at them? I'll have to see if I can get your picture round off at four.
Let me think of some questions though, quickly. We don't want to let it
stagnate.
What's the sixth planet from the sun in our solar system? Is you moving his fingers, people?
Jupiter.
No.
Saturn.
Phil.
Saturn.
Yeah.
I knew one of them two. I was getting them two muddled up.
I'm not very good with astronomy.
Go on, it, we know her.
I'm not very good with astrology either. No. Typical Capri sun. Another one, let me have a think.
Astro meaning star.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, let's tell this story about, I don't know if you know about it, you know Octonauts?
Yeah. I'm aware of Octonauts, yeah.
Oh, you know the CBeebies thing that's on in morning? Or is it on ITV or something? Anyway, Octonauts.
I'm aware.
Anyone's got children, you know Octonauts!
What's he called? Captain...
Catweasel.
No, he's not called that, is he?
I don't know.
Captain.
Anyway, story is, I don't know how she said it first. I goes, why are they called Octonauts? Or something like that.
I know.
I goes, well, there must be eight of them.
There's eight of them. Isn't there?
Yeah. I goes, but why noughts though? Like, I can't remember. I'm fucking messing up here. But anyway, shit. I'm trying to screw something else up, and it's not. Yeah.
What's happening?
Well, basically, she was saying they were named after cosmonauts, astronauts. Because no, it was the other way around.
Yeah.
Won't mention the lady in question. It's the other way around. I goes. The reason why cosmonauts, astronauts are named after that is because it's nautical. It's after the sea. Yeah. So an astronaut is a sailor of the stars. Yeah. Nautical, astra.
Yeah.
Yeah? You know it. You're an educated chap. Yeah. She won't have it. So obviously not the fact that there's eight of them. No, it's like, why the naught thing?
Yeah.
Anyway.
So who are we laughing at?
Myself at the minute. Oh, right. Like, okay. Obviously ridiculous. No, but I was just saying, the reason that they are called astronauts is because all our old words, all our terms come from like either nautical stuff like money for old rope, these things.
Yeah. But I mean, you know, astro would be Latin, won't it?
Yeah, say nautical's Latin.
Most of our words have a Latin or Greek, aren't they?
Or Germanic and all, we get a little bit of that.
Yeah.
Germanic, well, we were speaking French until like 1100, weren't we?
Oh, oui, oui.
No, let's not go on the other side. Number ones, that were last week. So obviously Anglo-Saxon, we call that French, German, a bit of Latin, and what do you say else? And a bit of Greek,
a lot of Greek.
Is there?
Or a lot of Greek.
I didn't know. What kind of Greek stuff then? Tapas. Donna. Spanish.
Donna, that's a Greek name.
Yeah. Kebab.
Kebab.
What Greek stuff though? Have you just guessed that?
No, there's a lot of Greek. There's a lot of Greek words.
I know Latin words. I know like you.
Persepolis.
Persepolis. What's that? Is that that?
Greek character, aren't it?
Never heard of that either.
Persepolis.
I'm not sure if you need some penicillin or to read Iliad again. I'm not sure which line
there's
was going.
There's a lot of Greek words. A lot of Greek words in our...
I'll check that for you.
In our lingo.
That's what
I call language now. I call it lingo.
I do like some... I've got a couple of self-mottos I like, actually. The Rhodes family motto is Roba Meum Deus, which is strength in God. When people used to have, obviously not particularly my family, but the original Rhodes family motto. My personal motto that I travel with me through, you know, it's wonderful life we get to live, is Omnia Mea Me Comporto.
Okay.
Have you heard me say that before?
Never.
All I have, I carry with me.
Really?
I like that.
Shit.
I've only got 20 quid. I knew you were going to say that. No, it's nice to, isn't it? So like, it's nice to have, you know, things that you buy and stuff like that, but you know, stuff that you really
I'm not a believer in God, but
that's nothing to do with God.
In Shez we trust, that's all I say.
That's nothing to do with God, that's just a Latin.
No, he's my God. He's my God.
Shez, he's back at Chesterfield, isn't he?
Shez at Chesa, yeah.
And did I tell you, I went to Chelsea with Mickey and his young'uns, with Spider. And Spider's, Mickey's young'un, Spider, who went to Manchester with us.
Yeah.
Sorry, a little football story. Is goes out with Chris Waddle's daughter. So he was telling me about Sharon, and he said, he's gone there for money, which is fair enough, like.
He's gone to Chesterfield for money?
Yeah, they pay him, but like, they pay him well.
They pay him?
No, they pay him well, though. It's not like, he could probably get a job in the second, do you know what I mean?
In league? I mean, they're not even in league, are they?
They're like third or fourth from bottom, in whatever it's called now.
Conference?
Yeah, but he says it's when it gets a thing like that. Sometimes
still a big club for conference.
I don't want to slag Sheridan off. Like, I'm not saying it's like he could have had a better challenge, but if you're a manager, you've got to take a good wage.
I think just the fact that he's back close to his native Sheffield, I think that's probably a big draw for him.
Well, does he live in Sheffield? Do you think? I think he's one at Door a lot. I think he is, isn't he?
I don't know. I know he's a Manc, isn't he? Originally, but I think Sheffield's his ancestral home, isn't it? Really, it's his. Not his ancestral home. Sorry,
he played for Republic of Ireland, didn't he? He was in '94 World Cup.
I mean, you weren't going to get an England team, were he? So you may as well take what you can get, aren't you? It's a nice holiday in the summer, isn't it?
Nice dig, even though Sheridan's probably the best midfielder we've ever.
Yeah, but we weren't going to get an England team, were we?
Why is it? It's more of what you know, not who you know, not what you know.
I don't think England played that type of football. To be fair. I don't think they did at that time. I don't think they do now, to be honest with you. But.
Oh, no. Let's not go down to football, that, are they? We just had a knock, haven't we? Did we mention? And not we are. Youth, he's just getting into it. Is more a keeper. You know Kayleigh's brother, Dan?
Dan!
Dan! He was a good goal. He was quite vertically challenged, Dan.
Yeah, short ass.
Well, no, he's not short ass, but I mean, we're tall lads, aren't we? So for a goalkeeper, you need to be tall.
Yeah.
But apparently, when he was younger, he was a really good goalkeeper.
You've never called me tall before.
What?
You've never called me tall before.
You're not much smaller than me, are you? You're 6 foot, are you?
I once told you I was 6 foot, and you laughed.
You were laid down at the time. I said no, laid down. You're 4 foot tops. But I tell you what, though, you're keeping your weight off, pal.
You're
looking good.
Cheers, pal. Yeah. Well, you know. I did put a few pounds on in Australia, but...
You didn't spend any pounds either, you're saying?
I spent everything I took, but I just didn't spend as much as I thought, you know.
You spent everything you took, but not as much as you thought? Did you think you were going to spend some stuff you didn't take?
I got paid well, really. I thought I was going to spend that.
Right.
Nice to come home to a wage.
Yeah, lovely. Yeah, back into it, then. That's gone. Is this your first week back at work, then?
Yeah.
It's in Sheffield?
It's been all odd. He's been sent back in, and I'd have Monday off dinner, and then I'd have Friday off and all.
That's some good gigs, yeah. You've had Monday and Friday off?
3 half days on a.
Bloody hell. What do you think you are? You've had drinking wine every night, eating out for one.
I am technically self-employed. I mean, I am allowed to do that kind of thing.
That's fine. We're still looking for sponsorship, by the way.
Now, Vic was saying this last night.
We don't want sponsorship.
No,
we're happy to do adverts for people.
She
for
said
free.
To you, that you should monetize this, and that you said no, I don't want to. Yeah, and she said, "That Rad's is mad. What's the matter with him?
Why?
I don't know. Didn't ask.
Not to do with that. Just
never ask why someone says something because it winds them right.
Well, somebody else has sent me a thing. To be fair, we love doing this. Mm. I mean, today is a bit of a struggle, but we're professionals. Consummate. Is it consummate?
Constant.
Is it consummate professionals?
Constant.
Is it? Well, you said it's a consummate professional.
Welcome to beginners English part two. I don't know what it is.
Word of the week? Squelch. We used to have word of the week, didn't we?
Squelch is onomatopoeia.
One that sounds like thwack.
Yeah. Plop.
Vic.
Plop's my favourite onomatopoeia.
Nick's good friend, Vic. She wants original DJs on Six Music. Hi, Vic, if you're listening.
She knows what she's 10 minutes at first one.
She knows what she's talking about, though. Obviously, it's a bit like radio and a podcast, even though it's literally just me and Nick talking to a pillar that's got my phone on it, and we never do any of that mixing or headphones or microphones.
We literally ain't got time.
No. We can't be arsed, can we? We've lost all interest, haven't we? Should we fuck it off?
You ain't got a laptop.
No, but what are you on about? That's why we didn't edit it.
That's how it started.
If I'd had to edit every episode, you know, if we'd have done 2 hours every week, then I'd edit, we'd have done this banana. We'd have done 3 episodes.
Yeah.
Listen, it's going all right. If people are still listening to it, that's all right. Is anybody out there? Do you know what I mean, though? I enjoy doing it. We have a bottle of wine. We have a chat. Yeah? Once a week.
Yeah, I enjoy it. Yeah.
You're still enjoying it?
Yeah. So, my intelligibles might seem a bit low this week, but I'm going to put that down to jet lag.
Are you canine? Because you know when they go on holiday, you know, because of dog years, human years, they get jet lag for like 3 months.
Really?
No, obviously not fucking really. I don't know. I think that were from Friends, though. I think Ross said it or something. We were quite... Even being a scientist. But it makes sense, doesn't it?
I'm not sure if it's jet lag that's making me tired or if it's the fact that I've basically been pissed every night this week.
Oh, you're not up for a drink tonight? Then well, I'll get
myself...
Oh,
no, I'm...
I'll get myself
It's the only
off.
Thing that'll get me through tonight.
My father's going down Kelham Island.
Is there? Seenster.
Kayleigh's...
It's a proper hipster, your father, isn't
Kayleigh it? Kayleigh and Julia are down. He's a proper Seenster. Who else? Somebody else? Dave Lazenby, I saw. All right, Dave. Oh, he said he's had a couple of listens. Big up Dave and Andy, by the way. Looking well last time I saw you, I must say.
Good.
Looking rough first time I saw you, but looking good. Dave was here with his young'un.
Lovely.
Did you know that Dave used to be a professional snooker player?
I did not know that.
I knew he was really good, but he was professional.
Yeah?
Yeah. So I learnt today, little thing. Mm. Shout out to all the professional snooker players in Sheffield, no. MBE Steve Harrison. Dave Allender won Sheffield Cup a few times.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what I'm going to ask you about.
Alfie Burden.
What? Alfie's not a Sheffield lad.
No, he's not, but he's a professional snooker.
Do you mean people we've met? Yeah, but there's a lot to we've met.
Yeah,
like.
But you're a good lad. We had a good laugh with him,
we should do a section that's we could talk about memories of the club, you know, for the last five
what
minutes.
What was his mate's name?
Jamie.
David Gray.
Oh, David Gray. Babylon.
Bug Eyes.
Babylon.
That's it. He did Babylon and all, didn't he? Bloody hell, never shut up. All right, mate. Where have you been up to?
Cockney, weren't he?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Don't show me. Snooker, loopy, nuts are we. We're all snooker, loopy.
Ooh.
That's all I know about that. I'll tell you what our good friend Greg sent us. A link to Chaz and Dave singing somewhere. Did you listen to that? I didn't listen to it.
Yeah, Greg's been sending me a lot of stuff on WhatsApp recently. Oof. And he's probably going to single-handedly make me delete it.
Oh, no. He bought his missus a Valentine's Day card.
He did.
And then in the middle, said something I didn't really understand what it said, and then drew two puffins.
He drew two puffins and said, I puffin' love you.
Is that like I fucking love you?
I just put it down to that's the only thing. Maybe something that you were talking about today and that I didn't get.
I don't know. Puffin the herb.
Human Traffic. What a film.
Go and watch Human Traffic. Stop what you're doing. You. Now then.
Yeah,
you
put your knob down.
You put them pots away; they'll dry on their own. Right, go and order some blingers and watch you in traffic. No, of course, we jest. we had some good days, didn't we?
We once stopped in, didn't we? Because we were a bit skint, and we thought, well. We'll just put a film on. We'll watch. We made a mistake of putting Human Traffic on.
And then next week we're out.
We went out for 2 days. You remember that? That were a great 2 days.
I know what you're saying. if it's a film, yeah. I don't feel like it's still got the same. If you're of an age.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if it's still got the same draw, but.
We were good.
Do you know what I meant to ring round last week and I forgot again today? But unfortunately, it'd be hard to do over the airwaves. You say it's called airwaves, even though it's a podcast, yeah? I'm going to ring Pass the Pigs around.
I put
Pass the Pigs. I don't know if anyone's played Pass the Pigs. It's a little game that involves two pigs, little, like, small, rubberish pigs, and a scoreboard. All you have to do, you roll two pigs. And how they fall is how you score. But me and Nick used to
double-leaning jowler.
No danger. Double-leaning jowler is like the top score. I think it's like 60. It's only first and 200, but double-leaning jowler.
But we didn't play for points. We played...
We're drinking.
A drinking game. We turned it to drink. We used to get a 3-litre bottle of Frosty Jack.
I knew you were going to tell them that. Why are you telling them we're like alcoholics?
Because it is our skin.
Even the scummers on the streets don't drink that. Even that Spice Girls don't drink that.
We sit in my living room at Cundy Street. We have 3 litre bottle of Frosty Jack, and every time you lost an hand at Pass a Piece, you have to do two fingers.
Yeah. But if you've got double leaning jowlers, you have to do a lot.
You have to do for a full 3 litre.
I can remember when you collapsed on that little coffee table you had, you just give me that like smiley grimace. You know when somebody's going to be sick? That smiley grimace they do, and normally projectile vomits out each side. You did me a smiley grimace and just sort of like collapse forward on the coffee table.
It was like that scene out of Indiana Jones.
I can't remember.
Isn't that hot?
Can't show actually. It was sort of like had a sip and then went back and did weird. Anyway, watch Indiana Jones. That's also a good film.
Everyone's seen Indiana Jones.
Indiana Jones.
Everyone's seen Indiana Jones, aren't they? Everyone.
We need to wrap this up, pal.
Don't we?
I've enjoyed it. We've been a little bit different, a little bit subdued. We're gonna go and have a. I'll tell you another thing. I'm not supposed to tell anyone.
Oh God.
I got told off this week. There's a new food market. Listen up. New food mock-up happening on Snig Hill, co-op. It's going to be an indoor food hall, you know, same as Cutlery Works. And I advertised my friend's opening, one at Lads from Tyne Cafe, you know Ryan, don't you?
Big time Rye.
Yeah, and Scott from GH Man's Fishmongers.
They're GH Man Scott?
Yeah, anyway.
Let's call him G-Man Scott.
Can I get through this?
Go on.
Gotta get through this.
Gotta get through this.
Can make it through
gotta
the night.
Gotta make it through this.
Anyways, they're opening a place. Oh, no, all I've put on Facebook is advertise any friends. I've got a few chef friends looking for work. It's going to be really cool. And then the head of marketing sent me a cease and desist, what do they call it? Cease and desist. No, they just said, I'm the head of marketing. Nobody needs to know about that now, so you can take it down. I'm like, fuck off, because this kid wants to fill the vacancy. What's the point opening? He's got no one to work there. So that was more important. So anyway, I don't mind ruffling feathers in this day and age.
Well, this head of marketing sounds like a right tool bag.
Well, it sounds like a bag. I messaged Bertie saying, if you want to know who's head of marketing for this new thing,
You're tipping press off now.
No, but Bertie's my friend. But listen to this. Bertie says, I know, I've just been talking to her about you. Anyway, enjoy the rest of your weekend if you can. I've been Rads.
I've been a bit tired.
Have you?
Yeah.
Do you want to finish on a song or not?
I'd like to finish on a song. Yeah. I think I'd like to finish every day on a song.
Can you think of one though quickly?
Hold me close, don't let me go.
Oh no.
Oh no.
That sounded better.
I'm tired and I wanna go to bed. Don't you know?
Apple Strokes.
Yeah, David Essex.
Yeah, was it Brushstrokes? What's that
no,
theme to?
Oh, that were.
I'll do as a song to finish on.
That were a song.
When I was young, I never needed anyone. Fast forward a bit. Those days are gone. We'll leave you to finish it. Anyway, night night. Thanks for listening.
Cheers. See ya.
Night night.